Hello, this is a show from Radio. Eurogroup of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
They eat? Can they see, taste, hear, smell? Are they intelligent? He wants to know. He fills pots with soil and puts worms in them. Then he sits. Waits, watches. What do they eat? Are they intelligent? Then he sits, watches. Then he sits with soil and puts worms in them. Watches. He wants to know. What do they eat? Can they see, taste, hear, smell? Are they intelligent? He wants to know. He fills pots with soil and puts worms in them. Then he sits. Waits. Watches. Thank you.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
called the emergency line because she couldn't find her clothes, because her dogs had gotten loose, because her husband wouldn't eat his dinner, because a man had entered her home and was taking a shower in her bathroom, because she couldn't get her money back, because she was looking for a date, because she was out of cigarettes, because she needed a ride home, because her boyfriend wouldn't marry her, because her granddaughter refused to buy her a beer, because she couldn't get a refund, because she didn't know what time it was. He called the emergency line because he wanted to know how the operator looked naked, because he was lonely, because he wanted her to hear his voice, because he has had an erection for 4 days, because he broke into a woman's home, because he wanted to bring a kitten into a strip club, because he didn't get what he paid for, because someone cut him off in traffic, because a restaurant wouldn't serve him, because he was too high, because he wanted to be caught, because he had paid too much.
What appears to be your problem? What appears to be your problem? What appears to be your problem? About time you call. Situation I have never never found myself in before. Can you please tell me what to do in a specific way? What is the first thing that I need to be aware of? Are there any witnesses to my internal happening? Can you please tell me what is the right form to fill in order to get an insurance claim of my situation? Is there a way to erase the whole happening from ever being current in the history of humanity? Is there a way to eradicate the meaning of this situation? Can I delete this call after it had been recorded? Am I allowed to obtain the security footage of the situation of my internal happening? Is there a way to report fully on the situation after we have been put through an adrenaline shock that has completely overflown the entire body and mind? Please, operator, tell us what the best way of considering this situation for our posteriority is. Should we just forget immediately that something had happened and continue with our lives as if nothing has cut the cord of our activity as it was previously constructed in our minds that have anticipated a day without an emergency inside?
Thank you. there is a wire. There was a wire. And now that the wire has moved, my voice has returned. That does do me well. That does do me good. I feel I'm happier now. Now that my voice has returned, I feel that this is what I was meant to do. I am here. Hello. Am I now God? I suppose not. No, not at all. Why would God be me? Anyway, now that I do have your attention, let's go to something far more concrete than I've been telling you before. There is an egg hidden inside your garden. And inside the egg is a worm. A tiny worm. It's not a bird, it's a worm. How confusing. But the worm is growing as we speak. It's growing and growing until it, you know, finally hatches. And when it does, and the worm hatches from the egg, you will be surprised. Because it won't scare you, it won't even frighten you. It will just grasp your attention. You look at it from afar, and you agree with me that this is not what nature is supposed to be like, and yet the worm simply is crawling, scanning the environment, scanning the garden. There's a gnome, there's a shovel, there's a pond with fish. There's also grass. Worm digging into the grass, past the roots of the grass, past the rocks beneath the ground. It's trying to find its way down to a very purposeful point, a very purposeful place. The worm knows, but do you? Do you know the place where the worm needs to go? I don't know. I don't know it. I just made the worm. I don't know what the worm does now. Is that responsibility? Is that where my responsibility ends? God. Worms looking for something. If only it could speak right, if only we could ask it what it needed, maybe we could help. Do you know which way is his head? We can only assume that since he's digging down, that's where his head is supposed to be. Many people is surprise, I suppose. And so it only makes sense that its head is in the back. Looks like it's not being down. Excuse me, worm. Where is your head? Hold on, get a phone call. Hello? Who's this? No, I'm sorry, I'm recording something at the moment. Yes. No, I'm not at that. Uh-huh. Sure. I think I'm done in like 20 minutes. Yeah. Okay. No problem. Okay, bye-bye. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
I eat cantaloupe for breakfast, deep red cherries and lentils for lunch. It's mid-July. I hear cicadas crescendo during the hottest hours and then become silent all at once. Their song waves touch me in every dimension. I close my eyes and feel a hot blue from ear to ear, pulsing from my eyelids to the soles of my feet. I walk past a tree at 9:55 this morning. At 11:35, making my way back, the tree has become a stump. Why are you taking pictures? I'm very interested in trees. Look, I have some new words for you. As we wait for things happening outside to stop. To look back at the future. To extract your meaning. To see the moon hide for a week. And appear again. He asked me what happens with the moon. It gets full, and then it hides for a week. Then it comes back, a little bit smaller. Talking about tall metal fences, pines, cypress trees, a flock of gray and white speckled pigeons, people, dogs, a carpet of dry pine needles sticking to the sole of your shoes, a drinking fountain, cicadas, the distant sound of traffic, cars passing, shadows on the page, blue ink, apartment blocks and brown and white striped awnings. Everything with a fine coating of dust. It's tall grass and wildflowers growing through every crack on every sidewalk. It's capers growing on a wall above traffic. It's a breeze on bare legs on a hot night. It's the cool full moon in October between the tall pines. It's sudden rain that comes and goes. It's an unlit path in the park. It's where you rush without appearing to rush. It's the way the sound carries and bounces off apartment buildings. It's pine needles stuck to the bottom of the shoe. It's all of the soles of all of the shoes, on all of the sidewalks, over all of the years worn down. Just happens to be a full moon. I came here with the words, every day a feather, repeating in my head like a mantra. I wasn't sure what they meant or where they came from. Here are some words, every day a feather, every day a feather. I wasn't sure if they were directions or a question. I realized the obvious. To find a feather means that a bird somewhere lost one. I was born in late September. Taken a transnational flight, passed through customs. Do you have anything to declare? witness the fires, the floods, the hot winds, the haze.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.